Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, UK Health Radio, Basic Training, MedX in Scottsdale, Arizona, and LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, just celebrating their 15th anniversary. We've got a great doubleheader, by the way, everybody. It's still Health Awareness Month. We'll touch on that in the last segment. We've got a great doubleheader. Two more of my favorite guests. Lou Vickery just finished his 25th book. The guy's a former Yankee and Cardinal pitcher. Whitey Ford was his pitching coach. Lou hosted Lou in the Morning for years down in the Panhandle, and I showed up once a month. Sports Doctor's in. We had some great shows, and he'll be returning along with Johan Liegenfritz. We're going out to England across the pond. He's the CEO and founder of the exciting UK Health Radio Network, and he's the author of a new book, Reversing Cancer, than the Sports Doctor's in. Upcoming guests, Dr. Bob Wisdom, couple emails. Lou Vickery, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Well, Dr. Bob, you know, this is always one of my favorite treats, being with you.
You know, what's interesting, Lou, is you've been a guest numerous times, and almost every time you have a book out. It's just really amazing. But give us some background where you can come from when you were you became a major leaguer to when you flew through the business world in one way or the other. Now you got your new book coming out. So give us some background, Lou.
Well, Dr. Bob, I left home at the age of 17, signed with the St. Louis Cardinals to play professional baseball, on one assurance to my mother that I would get a college education. I want you to know, at the age of 28, I graduated from college. After my career, I had almost a 10-year career. Ended up with a shoulder injury and not very good for a pitcher. So, hey, I could hardly break a window pane before I had shoulder problems, and afterward I was really in trouble. I coached a year, but unfortunately I couldn't make enough. I'd cuffs to making more money than I could do coaching, so I went back to New York, became a stockbroker with Merrill Lynch, and then found out that wasn't my cup of tea either. I was sitting behind a desk, and that wasn't something I really enjoyed doing it. But I found out, Dr. Bob, while I was working for Merrill, they would send me out. I'd go out and hold little seminars around. And I was in Dallas, Texas, and towns around Dallas. And I found out I was pretty good on my feet. So I answered a Wall Street Journal ad for someone that wanted to get involved in a training business. And then I've spent 29 years in sales and marketing training all over the country, and I've been in every city with 150,000 people in the United States.
And when did you land on your baseball cleats with your podcast, Lou in the Morning Show?
Well, then I retired from traveling and speaking nationwide, excuse me, and decided that I wanted to do a radio show. So I approached a guy, and he said, come on, join me. So we did a dual thing for a few years, started in 2004. And, I did not retire until about 3 years ago. So it was a wonderful time. I really enjoyed doing the show. It was a plus for me.
Yes,
it was over three years.
I would show up once a month with our Sports Doctors in. Segment on Lou in the Morning. You were always very concerned about the a plague of overuse, epidemic of overuse injuries in youth sports, in the world of baseball, as well as other worlds where we have tremendous pressure on these kids playing so consistently, sometimes year-round, with all of these kinds of problems. You always took a big interest in that. Of course, you were able to marry all of this tremendous business sense, this whole head game, and you ended up, again, with one of the segments where we were talking about your book at the time, which was Winning the Head Game, where you co-authored with the famous Auburn broadcaster and coach, Sonny Smith. So we talked about in Lou in the Morning all aspects of sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, and here you are pushing mid-80s, and you're still hitting back. Your shoulder must be doing pretty well when you're playing a couple times a week sets of tennis. And I, again, I'm glad to take the accolade that over the years that you've been a guest of mine, I've made to made sure you paid attention to what it takes to stay on the court. Right, Lou? From your feet, your legs, your shoulders.
You're absolutely right. Hey, I do want to share this with you. You know, I switch hands. I don't necessarily have a backhand, and I'm a natural left-hander, but I've learned to hit the ball right-handed. So between the two,
I get away with it. Yeah.
Well I tell you what, it's a lot of fun, and I love to get on. I love being competitive, Doc.
But one of the big points too, Lou, we always talked about it. Tennis. Everybody knows how physical tennis is. You know, I wrote an article back in 2021 in Lower Extremity Review magazine. It was called Pickleball is Physical. As we were watching pickleball become a phenomenon, and with people who had never been on a court, they never played tennis or racquetball, and they were trying to get into pickleball, and everybody was hurt one way or the other. And you, of course, you played around with YouTube and whatever. We did a few things. You had Watch Your Racket, where you were paying attention to the senior world in the world of tennis. We participated in a few shows with you. I still think that's a great idea. And what were some of your thoughts about initiating that particular podcast, Lou?
Well, I really felt like that we could get the kind of guests that, like yourself, that could provide information about how to stay healthy. You know, Steve Duffel, who was the president of the National Men's Tennis Association. At one time, it was the National Senior Men, but they dropped the senior part. But most of the members were older guys. And so it felt like, and Steve became a co-host with me, so we felt like that we could reach the kind of audience and bring the kind of information, Bob, that would make a significant difference for people. But we didn't get quite the traction we wanted, and I had so much going on.
Yes. And, of course, you're probably writing the other book, but the topic is huge because of the fact that, again, and we could even put in parentheses with a smiley face the word pickleball, and we'd be talking about the same topics, about whether it's what's the best shoe to wear or how do you get in the kind of conditioning that it takes to be doing, running full speed, stopping, changing direction, as well as the upper extremity kinds of problems that are always involved. And now, again, you've always, on the sports, Dr. Lou, as you know, all of the mental topics, and it's, again, we're celebrating awareness, Mental Health Awareness Month, I call it the mental game, whether I have sports psychologists on, sports psychiatrists. I had a Dow master on a couple of months ago. We have, mental coaches, the whole idea. And you really got into this with a lot of attention in that book, Winning the Head Game. So I know you always put a big stress on that whole mental attitude. Tell us some of the bullet points, Lou, about your new book, Where Are You Going?
It's the new book is entitled Where Are You Going? A Sales, Marketing, and Life Guide for an Entrepreneur. Now, the information, while it says entrepreneur, it's for anyone. I tell you, Jim Brown, who co-wrote this with me. Between the two of us, we have over 70 years of sales and marketing experience. So it wasn't like that we've just kind of guessing what we were going to talk about. But I tell you what, the reaction from the people who our reviewers has been fantastic. So we're really excited. The book is be found at Amazon, and it's going to be in the favorite your favorite bookstore. But Dr. Bob, we're running
too. I know, Lou. Also, you're involved in the world of YouTube. Everywhere we look, Lou's everywhere, everybody. If he's not on the tennis court, he's writing books, or who knows, he's got YouTube going on with all of these different areas. And I'm telling everybody, we're probably going to have a Sports Doctors In segment somewhere in with a lot of these YouTubes. But what are you up to on YouTube, Lou?
Well, YouTube is, I've produced about 40 to 43 segments. In fact,
how do people get to it? What's the best site people could find out about the YouTube stuff and the book? Is there website or just go to Amazon?
Yeah, there's a website for each one. The website for YouTube is youtube.com/ a wise word, or they can put / Lou, L-O-U, Vickery, V-I-C-K-E-R-Y. But a wise word is, Dr. Bob, that's my brand. I hope to produce is a wise word for people. And
it's a great title, Lou. Again, whether you're talking about the best athlete in the world, whether you're talking about their grandmother or a family or young kids who might be specializing very early, who might be very, very, very active, then they might say, what's the title again? Give that to me.
The title is the title of the YouTube is a wise, it's just youtube.com/ a wise word. And you can get to, and you can subscribe for free. There's bound to be something in
it's a great title, Lou. Again, a wise word, like we said, in any area, whether it's strictly business, whether it's parenting, whether it's coaching, all these things we talked about with Lou in the morning, a kind word was in the middle of all of it, the mental game. You know, again, getting parents to listen to their young boy or girl playing sports with pressure to win. And, gee, Doc, my kid, if he's not taking two Advil twice a day, his ankles are killing him, or all his pressure. Now, again, with the explosion of money in sports, the NIL stuff with college, it's even more crazy, than it ever was. So a kind word is a great way to include all these things that, you know, gosh, we talked about. How many years did we do, Lou, in the morning? What do you think? Did we do 3 years once a month, Lou?
Yeah, maybe three. I was thinking up closer to five, but maybe.
You might be right. We gotta check out the archive and see. You know, you talk about a brand. I'm the same way. The Sports Doctor's In. Whether I'm writing an article, whether I'm doing something in a specific way or shape or form, like are the Sports Doctor's In consulting world, where we're really dealing with trying to prevent injuries, enhance performance, surrounded by all sorts of experts. You're one of them when it comes to, some of these situations. You know, and right in the beginning, you said, man, they're playing baseball year-round, you know, and they rest and recovery is such a big deal. And you would talk about that's what stopped you was your shoulder. Now you got Lou. For a million years, we talked about it was curveballs at an early age. Now it's velocity. As a pitcher, you're probably well aware of, and plus the guy's 6'8", 220.
That's true. Listen,
I want to
back up and mention something about winning the head game. Winning the head game is the major title. The secondary is the key to athletic success. Because it's always, Coach Smith and I wrote that book, and it was our belief, and still I believe it to this day, that the difference between athletes is what happens in that 6 inches or 12 inches or whatever we have sitting on our
shoulders.
That's
the mental game, yes, Lou. The mental game at all sorts of levels. The Taoist I had on, name escapes me, Gouter. Who, you know, they were talking about 25-year-old, 3,000-year-old rules, but sometimes they're as pertinent today as they ever were. But the mental game, again, is so challenging, and that's why it was so exciting to see whether it was Simone Biles or Michael Phelps, two of the greatest athletes in the world, admitted and came out and talked about the mental game and challenges and some of these different things. And these are huge components of recovery and the idea, again, of overkill. And again, in youth sports is a big, big, big business. And these athletes are much bigger, they're much stronger, they're much faster. And that whole mental part becomes a key. It's funny, you know, 20, 30 years ago, athletes thought it was voodoo. Now, that sports psychology and that whole mental game, and that's what your book was really about. It was excellent. Again, called Winning the Head Game. I guess they could find that book on your site also, right, Lou?
Yeah. The two things I want to do real quickly. Bob, if you remember, you added to you have to add a chapter called A Healthier You to that book. So the revised edition has some additional stuff, and we're so appreciative for your input regarding that.
That's right. I've got a chapter. Gosh, if I would have talked to, I would have talked about that first. if I remembered, but again, it's always great to have you on. Give us again the website, Lou, that people could find out about, whether it's the YouTube or, you know, what you're doing, the new book. Give it to that quickly.
I'm going to give you two quick websites. The book website, which we haven't given you, is www.awiseword.life/library. There, I think I still have 12 books in print, Dr. Bob, so there's a whole selection of books there, opportunity, but the more recent ones, like Winning the Head Game for athletes.
And what about going to the site for the YouTube quickly?
Real quickly, the site, again, is youtube.com/@awiseword, a wise word, and that will get you to the YouTube. I hope people will subscribe. I can use the assistance. It's free, but there's some stuff there that is bound to touch.
Oh, yeah, we will spread the word. Lou Vickery, again, multi-talented guy. Knocking him dead with senior tennis. Lou, okay, thank you so much, everybody. We'll be right back. Lou, hold on. The Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents.
The station that makes you feel good.
apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Doctor, we're running across the pond. We're going out to England. And Johan Leekenfrits, he is the CEO and founder of UK Health Radio. Everybody knows that my show is played on UK Health Radio, gosh, the past 5 years. And he is the author of a new book, quite a personal story, Reversing Cancer. Johan, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hi, good day, Dr. Bob. Lovely to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, Johan, give us some background on you and the radio station, which has become one of the most prominent health and wellness stations internationally.
Yes, definitely. It started as after my cancer diagnosis and during my recovery. I just had this urge, I had this feeling, this was 13 years ago, so the internet wasn't what it is today. And I just realized that we needed a place, one space where people could come to get good quality information on all aspects of health, not only illness, but lifestyle and sport and business health and pet health and everything else combined into it.
Yes, we've had Relief and Therapy Dog hosts. We've had people internationally, nationally. Of course, we're celebrating National Mental Fitness Month. And it's an unbelievable challenge. And the umbrella of the Sports Doctor, where, again, we pay so much attention to the mental game, the physical, the parenting side, the coaching side, all these interactions that we can apply to the highest level of sports medicine, or we can comply to somebody like you who's fighting maybe a chronic condition. Now, I've had various experts on in the world of cancer and cancer therapy, and your experience was quite extraordinary. Why don't you share that with us?
Yes, definitely. My first diagnosis, after the first diagnosis, I had two sets of radiotherapy. The cancer was gone for a little bit, and then it returned with a vengeance. I got a terminal diagnosis. And that is what set me on this path, actually. I realized that my first option, the first option, hadn't worked. So I thought, well, now you have to go and find other options.
Yes, the holistic side of all aspects of medicine and sports medicine. And the power of the whole mental side is something that many times is discovered every once in a blue moon, like your story. Where that's what made the difference, and everything that American medicine, injections and therapy and chemo and all of these things, and it's an extraordinary success when someone's lucky enough to live it.
Absolutely. And the book is also written with exactly that in mind. I've written the book on it's my journey through all four of the Qs, as I call them, IQ, EQ, SQ, and PQ. So the IQ is the science of health, you know, understanding cellular pH, that you can change it, how dangerous inflammation in the body is, causes diabetes, cardiovascular health, all kinds of stuff. But also supplementation, fasting, intermittent fasting, most importantly, the science of behind water, about minerals. So that's the IQ part of my journey. The EQ part was managing stress and emotional well-being.
Very important. Huge number two. This is exactly where whether you're the best athlete in the world or whether you're fighting a chronic disease. I've had chronic pain management individuals on as guests over the years. The challenge, the famous Lou Vickery, my first guest, who was a professional athlete, said it, how much is it's all between the ears, what makes the difference in many, many, many requests. And that includes the a comeback against something as serious as cancer. You pay huge attention. So, again, that's the E side, the rest and recovery, the emotional side, the meditation, or the proper sleep, et cetera. I'm sure you pay big attention to nutrition.
Very, very, very big nutrition. That's 50% of it. I always say 50% of it is what you eat. The other 50% is what you think. For me, that is the balance, and the breath work, and the sport, the raising consciousness, etc. You know, the SQ. For me, it was cultivating that deeper sense of purpose and I only found that purpose through the cancer journey. Believe it or not, I was a fashion photographer beforehand, so. Everything happens for you.
It's also an interesting reason. You know, I had a Taoist specialist on the show last month from the National Publicity Summit that I participated in all these years. You've seen all those guests come through you. The idea, again, of thousands of years of genuine wisdom over the years and how it pertains maybe more today than it did then, or that side of how important it is. Now, again, and on the sports doctor, we say also, the new medicine, which is number one, you have to eat smarter, and there's a big topic, eating smarter. I'll leave it up to people defining that. And very, very, very importantly, you have to keep moving. Whatever your activity is, somehow, whether you go to the gym, you do yoga, whether you're a walker, whether you're a competitor, et cetera, you got to be doing something. And then, again, this reducing stress, how much attention do you pay to the physical side of your whole world?
Oh, the PQ side is so important, Dr. Bob. Sport, I'm an avid runner. I run half marathons. I'm 61. I run 4 to 5 half marathons a year. It's just, for example, the lymphatic system is the only detox system in the human body that doesn't have a pump. And the only thing that gets it going is exercise, actually sweating and oxygen, oxygenation, etc. So a huge part of my daily
programs that involve, shimmering and spending a good, these good few minutes shimmering and jumping up, not jumping even, but moving up and down to get that. The great late colleague of mine, Bob Guida, made such a big deal about the lymph system. When he would talk, whether he was working with the John McEnroes or other great athletes in some way, shape, sport, or manner. And again, the idea, Johan, that we're not talking about faith, religion. In a lot of ways, we're really talking about spirituality, which is a powerful plus, because nobody's against spirituality. Organized religion's another world, isn't it?
Absolutely. I always say, when it comes to spirituality, I have a saying. I say, if you don't go within, you will go without. So So it's got nothing to do with religion. It's got to do with the journey, your journey, and finding yourself, your purpose, etc. So that's, for me, that is spirituality.
And again, the idea of how many days a week are you running?
I'm doing about 4 days a week now. Every second day, I do about between 14 and 16 kilometers. I'm not quite sure that is in miles, but yeah, I do.
What is
I do,
roughly in miles? That's maybe a mile and a half, I think.
No, but 14 to 15 kilometers is about eight. It's about seven to 8 miles.
Oh, wow. Okay. Again, now the two things I wrote about, by the way, I'm giving it to you as well as to sports parents, which is making, as a sports podiatrist, my friend, is you got to include absolutely strengthening your feet and ankles, rubber bands, balance boards, et cetera, not more pounding. And you got to also work balance. You got to work structural balance big time, and you have to look at soft tissue. A lot of these sides, to keep you up at that level, that's already an elite level, including, again, orthotics is a big deal. Are you in them?
Definitely. I mean, warm up is a big thing. I actually have a stand desk, and in front of my standing desk, I stand on a balance board. So, yeah, it's all about flexibility, balance, muscle strength, etc.
And Bob Guider, we used to talk about today still instability training, which was again creating imbalance. The Bosu board, the fantastic sand dunes stepper, you've heard that before, where we've had their creator simulating standing on the beach, where you're working everything and including balance training. Again, whether you're an 85-year-old tennis player or an 11-year-old high performance figure skater, you got to strengthen those feet and ankles, and a lot of times we see that it's neglected. So that's why we include it when we're talking about somebody. As I'm jumping into you as a runner, and that's a big part of your mental strength, isn't it?
Definitely, absolutely. I'm also a new paddleboarder, and incredible what balance that teaches you and strength, muscle strength in your legs.
One of my articles, Johan, I wrote an article for Lower Extremity Review a year ago on hoverboards, and it's all about, again, the idea of what it takes to be injury as best you can, and you got to be working balance. We're talking the same thing. So, yeah, I'll make sure that I send you that article. If I could find it, which is, again, on hoverboarding, which is exactly what you're talking about. That's a great alternative, but you got to make sure you've got protection on when we're dealing with that, if you're skateboarding or anything. But we're going to come back, talk more about everything all about with Johan, with this exciting UK Health Radio, some of his hosts, so many different topics. It's the sports. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Coming out in the great, what is the name? We have Johan Liegenfritz is the CEO, the founder of the great UK Health Radio. The sports doctor's been a part of that network at least 5 years. And we're talking with Johan about also him as an athlete himself, as a serious runner, now maybe taking up some, not skateboarding, but some of the different instability work. And also wanted to get back and talk about the great station. And how many hosts, Johan, are involved in UK Health Radio?
Dr. Bob, at the moment we have 41 different shows focusing on different health aspects, with 47 presenters, because one or two of the shows have more than one presenter. So yeah, it's growing. 1.5 million listeners per month we're averaging at the moment. So yeah, very, very happy with the growth, and
you have a myriad of topics. I've been on as a guest on a few of them, a few of your different shows. You have as many female hosts as you have male hosts. Is that true?
Oh, definitely. We have many ladies from all across the world, America, Europe, of course, the UK as well. We cover the globe.
When I take part in this great Bradley Communications National Publicity Summit out of New York a few times a year, and we're getting interviewed or speed dated by authors and freelancers and entrepreneurs and other kinds of health and wellness experts all over the world, many have been on my show who have been included in the guest list, which is endless. How long has a sports doctor been part of UK Health Radio? Give me a guesstimate, Johan.
It's almost 7 years, actually, to be
Holy
exact.
Cow, yes. It is an exciting participation, and I'm impressed with your growth. The book is a whole different world, but it's the same world.
Yeah.
In so many different ways, in the topics, the people, the things you talk, you stress about in the book, or and the I call it the umbrella of guests. Sometimes when people ask me about, you know, they think the sports doctor is about someone's batting average. And I tell them, you know, we're talking about parenting, or we're talking about high performance coaching, or just like we're talking with you, we're saying, are you in the right shoe for you, Johan? Are you in orthotics? Are you doing the strengthening, et cetera, et cetera? So the 41 hosts, so many different topics. What are the age groups that you pay attention to? Is it 3 to 103 on UK Health Radio?
Yes, absolutely. It's our biggest demographics is between 25 and 34. Followed by 35 to 44. So those are the two. They make up almost 70% of
all
our listeners.
Yes. Now, what's interesting, yes, with the work I do with Rick Bob has been a frequent guest on our shows. Rick, with today's senior magazine and the international attention we give with many guests, again, talking about whether it's my article on pickleball and how physical it is, and the tremendous implosion, good news, of the senior population in being as interested in what you feature. It's the same stuff in so many ways, mentally and physically, and it'll be glad to see that population also grow. It's exciting, you know, when I'm talking about superstars, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, which is my passion in so many ways, it's great to hear that age group really being stressed, both mentally and physically. You know, Johan, you remember when I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, it was about the epidemic in youth sports because of so much overuse. What's the website people can find out everything about UK Radio?
It's www.ukhealthradio.com. So it's an internet radio station available on the internet worldwide. So even though the name says UK, that doesn't mean we're only available here.
Yes, worldwide. I always brag about you're across the pond, and people will say, what are you talking about? The internet's across the world. But we have a lot of fun with live radio 6 hours later and internationally with many different guests from England, as well as, again, the fact that you're an innovator. And you have set the trend in many ways. I call it high performance health and wellness. because it really, really hits at all these important aspects in so many different ways. How many hours a day is UK Health Radio, UKHealthRadio.com, is it?
That's correct, yes. We 24/7. Never off air. 24/7, 7 days a week.
How often are you a guest,
Johan? To the whole world.
This, I think, is the third time you're on the Sports Doctor, maybe a third or fourth time. Do you do guest appearances on other shows, or do you host a show? What are you up to?
I don't host a show. I do a lot of guest appearances on not necessarily our presenter shows like this evening, but also on other radio stations, other podcasts, etc.
Well, like we like to do on the Sports Doctor, it's important to me. I'm not saying I make a commercial for my guests, but I make a commercial for my guests. Because my guests are people that I'm very, very interested in what they're doing, what they represent, what they're all involved with. Again, they might be a superstar, they might be a coach, they might be a parent, they might be everywhere in so many different areas. And the idea that it mixes in so many different populations, you know, whether you're talking about the serious runner. For years, we did a Sports Doctors In segment on British Columbia's Run With It. And it was all about running injuries, preventing running injuries. And you're right smack in the middle of population. How old are you, Johan?
I'm 61.
God, man, you know, 60 is the new 40.
I agree.
somehow, in some way. And one of the big surprises to many, many people, Johan, is how much it's all about mentally. This is just a... it's a tremendous challenge with the explosion of social media and the craziness of pressure, whether, again, it's in the business world or it's in the sports medicine world or it's in the life world, where we're talking about rest and recovery being such a big deal. And it's evident that it continues to be a big part of your recovery.
Absolutely, plays a massive thing. That's actually why I wrote the book, because everything in this book is basically, first of all, what saved my life, and now what keeps me healthy and fit and pain free and etc. So, because I do all these guest interviews, a lot of my knowledge that I've gained over the years was fragmented, and I just wanted to pull them all into one place, and that's why the book was written and has now been published. So,
that type of background and experience, whatever the expertise happens to be, is a fine art in many ways. And when someone gets a chance to share sometimes those experiences in the health and wellness area, then it becomes a very, very big deal. Yet it's amazing, Johan, when I have on all these experts with all this experience in so many different ways, whether it's adults, seniors, and or kids, I ask them how we're doing, they roll their eyes. Whether it's childhood obesity that I feature or obesity or all of these other lifestyle situations. So getting the word out, you're doing your part big time. I'm glad to be part of it, and because, again, it's still as big a challenge. We're treading water, according to many experts. What's your thinking on how we're doing, Johan?
I don't see it quite as negative as many people.
Good.
Of course, there are areas that
I'm rooting
that
for you, man.
But there's such a lot of growth. And especially with a lot of the young people are always on the young people all the time. But I just see their interests and their abilities and their growth is going in the right direction, not only for their own health, but for the planet's health,
et cetera. That's good to hear.
That's
good to hear, because we need all the good news we can get. And with these challenges, again, whether it is post-pandemic, whether it's the world of politics, whether it's all these stresses that are so involved in our society, let alone, again, whether it's sports medicine or not, to pay attention to the things that, again, on the sports doctor we pay. It's the awareness, number one. Again, give us again, it is ukhealthradio.com, right?
That's correct. That's it.
Check it out, man. Sports doctor every week. Yo, Handley, it's so great to have you. Hold on, please. Everybody, it's the sports doctor. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Everybody, we're back for the. I gotta thank my friend Doug at CBS Radio. You know, sometimes live radio, we just had a guest from England. Skype was down, we couldn't get him, he called back. You know, it's such a big relaxation in some way over here, my friends at CBS. The Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some of our exciting guests and topics, you know, coming up the next couple of weeks. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom. If we have time, we add a couple emails. I know we've been a little bit off on the timing. Great return guest, Chris Lee Mayer. You talk about the whole mental world. The guy was a Navy SEAL. He'd gone through that kind of training. He's very, very involved in the mental and physical aspects of high performance, of that whole mental side of whether it's preventing problems or high performance achievement. And then Bruce Parkman talking about the world of hyperbaric oxygen, concussion awareness, and or treatment with his particular personal involvement and organization. The following week, Bill and Denise Crawford. Bill is a Hall of Fame teammate of mine in the National Fitness Hall of Fame. As a matter of fact, he's a Lifetime Achievement Award winner. In the Hall of Fame organization. His wife, Debbie, who's been by his side for a couple of decades with their basic training, Nautilus-related MedX training in Scottsdale, Arizona. So they'll both be in my first guest segment, and we're excited about that. Our website, thesportsdoctorradio.com, find out all sorts of information. The Sports Doctors In is a consulting group. I'm the quarterback. If you go to drrwildsportsdoctor.com, then you could set up a free consult where we might be talking to a parent or a coach, themselves or their family member, their son or daughter, a serious athlete with one problem or another. I'm surrounded by all sorts of expertise to refer to if needed, to be able to give some feedback, whether your son or daughter is the hottest tennis player, figure skater, gymnast in your area, or you just want to deal with whether it's a nutritional concern, a eating disorder concern, a mental concern. We've got experts in all areas. If you, again, email me. And again, the website, thesportsdoctorradio.com, people can go to that. They can listen to some past shows. They can, again, we answer some emails. Let's see if we can get a few in here. Tesh says, I'm a 40-year-old runner. What's the importance of arch support? You know, that's a great, simple question, Tesh, really. And arch support is very important. What's important is how precise it is, how comfortable it is, and how it relates to specific optimum alignment if orthotics are included in the support the arch area. As a general rule, in a good walking shoe or a good tennis shoe, for your son or daughter or for you, if you're a walker or a runner, being in a brand shoe that would fit properly, the arch that comes with it, it can be productive. In many instances, removing it and putting in something like Superfeet, which is a step up big time as far as a generalized arch support mechanism to be put into a sports shoe, or ideally, if you're consulting with a podiatrist or sports podiatrist who could include the world of a custom support system, which we've done for decades, whether your son or daughter is a 10-year-old figure skater doing double jumps or playing tennis seriously or having problems posturally, whether it's knees, arches. So many things are foot-related is one of the big points of my world. The idea that any persistent lower extremity problem, particularly in females with knees and hips, is foot related. So if you go to those sites, whether it is thesportsdoctorradio.com, or again, you check out, you send me an email, drryl@sportsdoctoryahoo.com. I put you into that world of the Sports Doctors Inn. Thanks again to my guests, Lou Vickery, Johan Leakenfritz across the pond. We got it, Doug. See you later, guys. Next week,
VBS Radio TV, from business to clean energy.